either the deep state destroys America or we destroy the deep state. That's the way it's got to be. We're at a very pivotal point in our country. Either we descend into a lawless abyss of open borders, rampant killings, super hyperinflation, which is what we have right now and not coming down, and festering corruption, or we evict Joe Biden and the Democrats from the White House and we make America great again.
He has to come out and say he was lied to about Operation Warp Speed and by Fauci. We know they came to him. They said we can do it quickly. They already had the so-called vaccine ready. They lied to him and said they didn't. Then they claimed they made it in 2 weeks. He's got to expose that to save lives and stop the next stage pandemic. But that said, if you're against Trump, okay, who are we for? And then what is your path? And I'm saying that legitimately, that I respect you. And I understand your concerns, and I have real concerns, and I don't like the fact that Trump has done the wrong thing on the poison injections. But on all these other issues, he's doing a great job. Look at the comparison to Biden and the New World Order and how much the deep state hates him. We opened the phones up yesterday, and I said, what is your view on Trump? Are you going to support him or not? And we looked at all the bad he's done. We looked at a lot of the good he's done. He's done so much good, it's hard to look at all of it. It's a laundry list. But the bad is there as well. But the reason I feel drawn to supporting Trump so much is a whole spectrum of reasons. It's not true that DeSantis is skull and bones at Yale. That's something being put out that's not true. But it is true that he has said in multiple speeches, we have the clips, that George Herbert Walker Bush is his idol and who he thinks he admires the most. George W. Bush was the Democrat deep stater that helped get more of the New World Order in and set the foundation up for what we're living under than anybody else. He's the Rockefeller frontman. And so you look at Karl Rove and Jeb behind DeSantis and supporting him. That makes me have a big problem with DeSantis. I like DeSantis coming out more against the shots than Trump. Sure, he was for him just like Trump was early on, but he came out more against him early. Did a lot of great things. So really what takes me to the point of really supporting Trump over DeSantis is Trump's stalwart push for peace and anti-war and for not having nuclear war with Russia and stopping and ending the Ukraine operation, which is president he can snap his fingers and do because the people that have hijacked the U.S. are the ones running the Ukraine war. So you got to support Trump because of that. And then it's the fact that he has the biggest rallies full of the best people of every race, color, and creed who still love this country and don't want government to be God. Because communism is where the state tries to be God. That's the best definition. And Trump overall stands against that. And for our borders and so much more. But really at the end of the day, it's that he's way ahead of DeSantis in all the real polls that are out there. And the people are with him. And so I am supporting Trump for president, but I'm doing it not even holding my nose. In fact, it's the opposite. I am breathing in the foul stench of the poison shot that's already killed millions worldwide. And the fact that Trump is so pig-headed and won't admit it was wrong, but at least said we shouldn't make people take the shots and we shouldn't give it to kids. And he came out against the transgender cult Saturday. That's good. He says he'll destroy the deep state. That's wonderful. The deep state does really hate him. He is being persecuted. But I think that by supporting Trump, we're going to have more ability to influence him and get him to listen than not supporting him. Because he's going to get the nomination and he's probably going to win the presidency. So what am I going to do then? Support DeSantis? Now, we opened the phones up yesterday, and I'd say about almost 70% of the calls, I was sitting there taking notes, that we took like 20 calls, and 11 or 12 supported Trump, 4 or 5 didn't support Trump, and a few didn't, were neutral. So the majority supported him. I want to open the phones up today We did a really good job taking a lot of calls. Only took calls for an hour. We took 20-plus calls. I'm going to open the phones up again today, and I'm going to take 100 calls. And I'm going to put a big poll up on InfoWars, and I'm going to ask the listeners, do you support Trump? Do you support DeSantis? Do you support Senator Rand Paul? Do you support Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? Or do you support Biden? So please have Ben out there doing a great job. Put that up. Do you support DeSantis, Trump, Senator Paul, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Biden? Or maybe throw Big Mike in there, Michelle Obama. And I want to see, I know there'll be hundreds of thousands of votes today, and I want to see your view on that. But I'm going to open the phones up because it's important to have a debate about this and to get the Republican Party and the Republican populist movement out there to make this about us demanding the platform from Trump and us holding his nose to the grindstone on it. Now, then there's the other big national issue, international issue. I said yesterday, and it's all over top of Yahoo, top of Apple News, MSNBC, New York Times. They're all reporting and twisting what I said. Jones gives a frightening prophecy. Jones gives a dark prophecy that Trump will be killed if he gets the nomination and is set to win. I said the deep state is trying to put him in prison. The deep state hates his guts. And I think that's a no-brainer to say when they're all over the news. In fact, I sent you guys a couple tweets. Or I didn't see them in the stack. Maybe I missed them, but I'll send them again. I saw hundreds of them, but I only sent you a few saying, yeah, we hope Trump gets killed, and we hope Alex Jones gets killed too. That was all over Twitter. I'm not predicting he's going to get killed. I'm saying, I agree with the caller, that he needs more security. And he even reportedly said last week, I'm ready to perp walk. I'm ready to wear the handcuffs. I'm not going to be led in the back. If I get assassinated in New York, then I'll be a martyr. I think Trump knows that too. And I was interviewed by the Secret Service because Trump requested they interview me 5-6 years ago when I called Trump and I talked to him and I said, sir, all these Democrats are on TV saying you'll soon be gone. And Clapper and Brennan went on a CIA event conference on C-SPAN and said, soon he'll be gone by December. And they said, you mean impeachment? And they said, no, the other way. So I made a big deal about it on air. I called Trump and I gave him a list of 5 or 6 Democrats that just said he'd soon be gone and that he'd be dead. And the Secret Service called me and said, the president requested we call you and give us your intelligence. And I said, my intelligence, I wasn't rude to the agents on the phone, but I said, I mean, are you living under a rock? You're the Secret Service. You're not living under a rock. And yeah, these people are all saying they're going to kill him. My God. So I'm not hoping that happens. I'm telling you that you got to admire the courage Trump's got because he is not backing down. We got a bunch of other news to cover, but I'm going to open the phones up. We're going to take 100 phone calls today. 100. Watch. We'll be right back. Stay with us. The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson and countless others. So please pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now we've got 3 new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste that's so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. And we have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
I will immediately sign a new executive order to cut federal funding for any school pushing critical race theory, transgender insanity. and other racial, sexual, or political content on our children. I will fight for parents' rights, including universal school choice and the direct election of school principals by the parents. If any principal is not getting the job done, the parents should be able to vote to fire and select someone else who will get the job done. We will defeat the cult of gender ideology to reassert that God created two genders, male and female. Thank you. Right. I will revoke every Biden policy promoting the disfigurement of our youth and ask Congress to send me a bill prohibiting child sexual mutilation in all 50 states. And we will keep men out of women's sports. I will not give one penny to any school that is a vaccine mandate or a mask mandate. Either the deep state destroys America or we destroy the deep state. That's the way it's got to be. We're at a very pivotal point in our country. Either we descend into a lawless abyss of open borders, rampant killings, super hyperinflation, which is what we have right now and not coming down, and festering corruption, or we evict Joe Biden and the Democrats from the White House and we make America great again. And 2024 is the final battle. That's going to be the big one. If you put me back in the White House, their reign will be over and America will be a free nation once again.
So Trump is 10 times more hardcore now, and the rhetoric he's putting out will energize the base. We're taking over the local governments again, despite Soros' attempts to dominate them. We're having major headway, and we'd be a fool to throw the baby out with the bathwater with Trump. The problem is, I was thinking about it last night and this morning, he has to come out and say he was lied to about Operation Warp Speed and by Fauci. We know they came to him. They said, we can do it quickly. They already had the so-called vaccine ready. They lied to him and said they didn't. Then they claimed they made it in 2 weeks. He's got to expose that to save lives and stop the next stage pandemic. But that said, if you're against Trump, okay, who are we for? And then what is your path? And I'm saying that legitimately, that I respect you. And I understand your concerns, and I have real concerns, and I don't like the fact that Trump has done the wrong thing on the poison injections. But on all these other issues, he's doing a great job. Look at the comparison to Biden and the New World Order and how much the deep state hates him. So I'm going to open the phones up right now and intersperse with your calls. We're going to cover all the other insane news. Again, these stacks of news are not props. Every one of these is an incredible stack. Most of it good news, by the way. Some of it really scary news. Russia's moving nuclear weapons around all over the place. So much is happening with the economy. More bank runs. We'll get to all that. But also, no more antsy-pantsy. Multiple countries in Europe, led by Italy, ban so-called insect flour in food. It's not insect flour. It's toxic chitin. There is so much. Cuban migrants flying to Key West on a motorized hand glider. God bless them, trying to get away from tyranny. They're rolling out new mRNA shots with a bunch of lies and propaganda attached to it. I want to comment on all these attempts to ban TikTok. We have a bunch of Democrat states trying to pass laws to take people's children as young as 7. If the parents don't want their child sterilized, the state claims the child can make the decision for themselves. The end of parental rights. What a sick cult. Big stack of news on that around the world, not just here. And then I mentioned this yesterday, but ran out of time. And I'm kind of glad I did, because more video came out since last night as defense attorneys get more and more of the 42,000 hours from January 6th. I know all you know it was staged. I know all you know it's a police state action, a false flag, but we don't just have Ray Epps saying, going to the building and telling the commission, this January 6th commission, that he, quote, orchestrated it. We now have three new groups of videos. Go, go, go. Help them up. Push them up. New leaked January 6th footage shows D.C. Metro cops, not the Capitol Police, but the D.C. police, encouraging people to go towards the Capitol and into the Capitol. And then it ties into all this new footage that's even more insane. Dirty cops, dirty media revealed. Undercover police helps steal police riot shields and pass them through the doors of broken glass and led the break-in. Wow. 20 confirmed incidents and operations. The dozens of FBI agents, feds, and state operatives who infiltrated the Trump crowds on January 6th, the U.S. Capitol, and led the protest. Man, I wish I'd have got there a little earlier to stop them. We've got all that video, too. It is a whopper of a day today. And then, more on Trump. Stay tuned. James O'Keefe says he has insiders in the Manhattan DA Bragg case against Trump. Trump grand jury reconvenes today amid mounting expectations. Video, analyst claims the Bushes are running DeSantis' presidential campaign. Well, I don't need to have an analyst say that. They are. Alex Jones fears Trump assassination by deep state. Alex Jones fears Trump assassination by deep state Newsweek. I'm sick of this slug. Let somebody assassinate him. It should have happened a long time ago. Says Frankie Provenzo. That's just some of what's coming up on that front. So, start your engines, ladies and gentlemen. I gave each caller a minute. And we got to over 20 callers in 1 hour. We're about to take hour after hour after hour of calls and cover news in between it. The toll-free number to join us on this live Monday edition is 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. And let me just ask this one thing in the first 20 calls or so. First-time callers in the first few rounds, then if other folks get in after I've taken 20, 30, 40 calls, you can get on as well. But I want to give first-time callers a shot here, so make sure you make sure they got a clean phone line and they're the first-time caller. And I'm going to put you on air, and I want to hear from you on Trump, on 2024, on the state of all this, and what you think about Trump. We're not censoring. We're not screening. We're not filtering. We are talking to the people. All I ask is a clean phone line. If you want to tell us where you're calling from, that's interesting. But that's it. And you're on the air to millions of people. I want to hear from you today. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. The websites are band.video, infowars.com. The way to share the band.video link with a link that isn't being blocked right now is madmaxworld.tv. madmaxworld.tv.
When everything is a lie, which it is now, there's only one place to find the truth, and it's not in government stats or government reports or declarations. It's with God, and I know you speak about that often, and I believe, look, we need God more than ever, and I know that there are people listening perhaps that don't believe in God, but I'm a big believer in having faith, even though I'm rather pessimistic. I do know how the book ends. I know how the story ends. And we do prevail.
Exactly. There are no atheists in foxholes.
Where there's life, there's hope. So don't lose hope. Don't get discouraged. I know that there are people out there thinking, well, you know, what's left for me to do? One of the things, and again, this is not a shame or this is not a plug, but you know, we need to support your InfoWars store. We need to support yours. By the way, my wife loves Turmeric 95. Her joints have never been better. Okay, so folks, make sure you support InfoWars Store. Okay, please do that.
Well, I can't say to our listeners how much the enemies of freedom hate this show. They hate your show. I mean, I will plug for you and for me. Folks, you want us to fight? We will do it. But it's like sending military out to war without ammunition and weapons. I mean, we'll, and I'm not bitching. I back in my 2016, We had plenty of money. Our subscription service, I said it's free now. I barely was plugging. You know, we had all this extra money, and now I wish back then I was, you know, would have pushed harder, saved up money, because now with the deplatforming, the attacks, folks, you know, we need support. So do you. But what we really need is people to share the links and articles to our videos and your videos, your reports, Doug, because the public's ready. The ground's fertile right now. The minds are ready.
It's easy to outpace your supply lines. And I think that's where a lot of us are. We're in so deep that we can't. Look, we need that support. You need that support. So again, folks, please support Alex Jones. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I know there's things that he won't say he needs your support. We all need your support, but especially InfoWars.com, InfoWars store. Please do that. There it is, turmeric toothpaste. I love that too. My wife does as well. Big fan of all of your products. Okay, folks, don't lose hope. Please don't do that. I know that things look bleak, but we know how the story ends. And I think, look at everything that happens, not with blinders, but with in the context of a larger agenda. Think bigger, look bigger, and look for the connections.
I use the analogy of that great movie that's based on composite true stories, Horse 10 from Navarone, where they blow up the dam, it doesn't fall right away, and they all panic. The explosive expert goes, watch, it's going to fall, take about 20 minutes, just watch.
We've been through all this and nothing but...
You have to let nature take her course.
And look, I think we've already blown the enemy. We just have to get ready and then stand back.
Amen to that. Amen. And you're doing a great job. And again, I want to thank you so much for allowing me to be part of your program today. I really appreciate what you do.
Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
I totally resent
that.
And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you.
I think there's no doubt that NIH was funding gain-of-function research.
Is it likely that American tax dollars funded the gain-of-function research that created this virus?
I think it did, not only from NIH, but from the State Department, USAID, and from DOD.